Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, December 8, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, the Baptist World Alliance's Wendy Ryan says Nepal's Maoists have closed down churches and warned many church leaders to stop worshiping. The trouble, she says, began as a backlash to the dozen Nepalese killed in Iraq.
So many of these issues get turned into religious issues. It's Muslims against Hindus and everybody against Christians, and that makes for a very, very frightening mix for our believers there. And then we are waiting to hear how the meeting between the Kotang pastors and the commander of the Maoists went.
Ryan says the Nepalese church has issued a call to prayer. Next, while much of the world remembered the 100th anniversary of the Welsh Revival, one organization is making it their new mission field. The revival was responsible for helping a headhunter tribe in northern India come to Christ. That was the father of Bibles for the World's founder, Rochunga Padidi. Padidi says things have changed a bit.
Less than 3% of the people go to church, and every week one closed church is being bought by Muslims or Hindus and converted into Muslim mosque or Hindu temple. And it's a very desperately needy country now.
And Teen Missions International reports slow success in efforts to set up a Bible school in northwest Mozambique. After many delays, the teams have been promised some land by the district secretary. Furunkungu is near Malawi, and the people speak Chichewa. That means the Malawi staff are better equipped to run this boot camp and reach this people group for Christ. The teams learn construction, evangelism, Bible, teamwork, and discipline. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. With your gift of support, we'll send you the 2005 Operation World Desktop Calendar to help you pray for unreached peoples of the world. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.